American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 874. Here is the translated text as follows. The text accuses the President of the United States of converting to a presidential system that leads to a French war, an American Navy, a large standing army, an additional load of taxes, and all other symptoms and consequences of debt and despotism. It also includes false, scandalous, and malicious words suggesting that the same system of persecution has been extended all over the continent, and every person holding an office must either quit it or think and vote exactly with Mr. Adams, referring to the President of the United States. Furthermore, it accuses Mr. Adams and Washington of shaping a series of paper jobbers into judges and ambassadors, claiming that their courage lies in a lack of shame. These individuals, without risking a manly and intelligible defense of their own measures, allegedly raise an affected yelp against the corruption of the French Directory, as if any corruption could be more venal, notorious, or execrated than their own. The text also claims that Mr. Adams's objective was to recommend a French war, ostensibly to support American commerce, but in reality, to yoke the United States into an alliance with the British tyrant. It questions whether it was proper to heap so many myriads of dollars upon William Smith, a paper jobber who, next to Hamilton and Mr. Adams, is perhaps the most detested character on the continent. The text further suggests that the people of the United States must choose between innocence and guilt, freedom and slavery, paradise and perdition. They must choose between the man who has deserted and reversed all his principles and the man whose example strengthens all his laws, whose predictions have been converted into history. It contrasts a man whose life is unspotted by crime with a man whose hands are reeking with the blood of the poor, friendless Connecticut sailor, implying that the people anticipate the name of John Adams, the President of the United States. Finally, it accuses Mr. Adams of having every feature in his conduct form a negative impression.